were.
Oh, you've been dreaming, my dear.
But there were. Papa, there were. And they fought a great battle with toys. And the Nutcracker was in charge of the army. And when the mice took him prisoner, I threw my shoe at them. And I can't quite remember anything after that.
That's very strange.
What is?
I found the Nutcracker laying on her cut arm and one of her shoes on the other side of the room. What can it all mean?
Well, one thing is certain. The patient needs some more rest.
Mama, what about the Nutcracker?
Oh, everything is all right, my dear. The mice are gone and the Nutcracker is safe and sound in the toy cupboard.
Are you sure?
Oh, quite sure.
Now, you must try to sleep. And don't worry any more.
Yes.
Make sure she takes her medicine and stays in bed. As soon as I finish my rounds, I'll be back to see how she's getting along. Mary. Mary.
Mary, you're a dear, kind lady, and I'm very grateful to you for saving my life. But there's one more thing which you can do for me.
What is it? What do you want me to do?
Just one more thing. One more thing. One more thing.
And so the handsome prince lifted the beautiful princess onto his horse, and they rode away together to his castle, where they lived happily ever after.
I like that story.
It's a stupid story.
It's not. Fred, will you please stop bouncing on the bed? Mary is supposed to be resting.
Well, well, well. May I come in?
Godpapa Drosselmeyer.
What a nice surprise.
I said to myself, I really must see how my poor, wounded Mary is getting along.
Godpapa, why did you stop the clock?
What are you talking about, Mary?
I saw you sitting on top of the clock where the carved owl used to be.
You did?
And then you covered up the face of the clock with your wings to stop it from striking.
I did?
Yes, so that the clock wouldn't frighten the mice away.
What a peculiar old man I must be.
Why didn't you help us, Godpapa, when the Nutcracker was fighting with the mice?
Mary!
If I told stories like that, I'd get towed off.
Be quiet, Fred. I'm sorry, Godpapa, but she was very feverish for several days and had the strangest dreams.
Well, of course, dreams are strange. The pendulum could only rattle. Rattle, rattle. Rattle, tattle, prattle. Clock couldn't tick, couldn't click, click, clock, tick. Tock, clock, stop. Then hammer strikes, ding, tang, bells ring and chime, clink, clang, dolls no longer need to cry. Poor Nutcracker is home and dry. The fighting's done, the battle's won, and here comes Owl on feathery wing, scaring away the horrid Mouse King. Clock strikes, ding, ding, ling, marking time with pendulum swing, click, clock, tick, tock, whir, purr, tick, tick, whir, ding, dong, ding, ding, a dong. And that is the end of my song.
You're funny, Godpapa.
Then I didn't dream it.
Mary, whatever's the matter? You've gone quite pale.
But it wasn't the owl that frightened off the mice, was it?
Who can tell?
Godpapa, what does all this mean?
Mean? Why, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. Surely you've heard my clockmaker's song before. I always sing it to patients.